Today on More to Life, the comfort zone. We all like to be comfortable, but sometimes our comfort zone can be suffocating, especially when we start settling. We'll help you break free, 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to learn.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the comfort zone. Now, you might think, on the face of it, that doesn't sound like a problem. We all like to be comfortable, right?
Especially these days.
And it is a good thing to find a kind of sweet spot where we can just kind of hang out and be. But that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about those times when we get comfortable settling. Those times when we start saying, well, I guess I just have to put up with them because that's just the way they are. Or I have to just accept this because that's just the way it is. And I can't do anything about it because I can't, you know, because that's just the way I am.
Or it's just too hard right now. And there's an awful lot of settling going on in the right now, because we've all taken a gut punch in the last 6 months. And so a lot of us have fallen into that settling, that I'll handle this when it's over. And of course, that seemed reasonable at the beginning of isolation and all of that, because we were told it's only going to last 14 days more. 7 months later, we're starting to realize that comfort is wonderful if it's healthy comfort, if it makes us feel more alive, more energized in our life, more in love with the people in our lives. That's the comfort we should go for. But if it's the comfort of, I'm going to just sit here and put up with this situation, these people, this behavior in other people, in myself, that's when we have to say, is this what God really wants? Does God want me to be in this place, in this time? Is this healthy for me and the people that I care about? And that's what we're talking about today, because we want what's best for you, and more importantly, God wants what's best for you and those you care about as well.
You know, a while ago, Pope Francis gave an interview where he said, quote, the biggest danger in life is a bad spirit of adapting that's not rooted in meekness or humility, but mediocrity, making the excuse for doing nothing by saying, that's just the way I am. And a lot of times, you know, end quote, a lot of times we think that we are, quote unquote, accepting God's will by just kind of knuckling under and accepting that this is the way it is.
And I'm going to be honest, a lot of folks spend a lot of time cementing that by taking personality tests and reading these books about, you know, all these things that make you say, but according to this standard, this is who I am and I can't change, or this is who my spouse or child is and they can't change, so I just have to settle.
And it's fine to acknowledge that something is the way it is. You know, I mean, we need to start somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's very different from just saying, and I can't change it. Look, as Christians, we need to know and remember that our mission is to change things. We're building the kingdom of God. The world is not as it is meant to be. God's will is not to leave things as they are. God's will is to use us to change them and make them better. And that applies to our life and relationships as well. We are, as Christians, God's hands and his feet, and it's our job to make our relationships healthier and stronger. That is the primary way we build the kingdom of God, to work with His grace to help, to make sure that we're growing in ways that make us healthier and stronger, and doing what we can to respond to the challenges in our life in ways that make God's will be done. And there are some times where we have to acknowledge that, okay, that this is the way it is, but there's always something we can do about it. There's always some way we can respond to it, and it is always God's will that we do something about it. And so this, what Pope Francis says here is absolutely right on, because it's consistent with the fact that the sin of sloth is not the sin of laziness, it's the sin of not doing something. It's the sin of seeing an injustice or seeing something wrong in our life or relationships and just saying, you know, I'm okay just sitting here and not dealing with that. We cannot be in that place. That is not what God wants
from us. Well, it doesn't make us a saint. You know, I think of St. Catherine of Siena. It doesn't make us happy and it doesn't make us a saint. I think of St. Catherine of Siena, who was illiterate and had a lot of limitations in her life, and yet she opened herself up enough to say, Lord, I'm willing to leave this comfort zone of mine. I'm giving her this synopsis here. Do with me what you will. And instantaneously she became literate, and so inspired by the Holy Spirit that she needed four secretaries around her, because she couldn't write it fast enough. Even under the power of the Holy Spirit, she had to be able to dictate to these people. He made her brilliant because she was willing to leave her presupposed definition of herself. St. Peter, the same thing, right? I'm a fisherman. No, you're not. You're the rock upon which I'll build my church. God calls us to change. Mother Angelica had a very limited life, had a lot of struggles, and then had the Holy Spirit move her to start what you're listening to today.
The Blessed Mother. I mean, right?
Oh, very important point.
I mean, same thing. These are, you know, I mean, every single person in the Bible, all the saints, were challenged by the Holy Spirit to leave behind that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Where they could have just settled, but God had greater plans for them, and God has plans for you and for your relationships too. So let's talk about it here. Do you feel like you've been settling in some area of your life or relationships? Have you gotten comfortable feeling stuck? You know what I mean? Those places where you're not happy, but you're used to it.
You kind of wish you could be like a more fun parent, a better parent, a creative parent, a less angry parent. But this is who kind of you are, and you've gotten in this pattern with your kids.
You wish the marriage to be better.
Yeah.
It would be nice if it was, but, you know, you can get along okay. You know, you don't fight every day. And you just kind of get used to it, you know, and we become seduced by our comfort zone. Is there some place where you've gotten comfortable feeling stuck? Do you feel yourself making excuses for why someone treats you the way they do, or why things can't change because of such and such, or why you can't change because of this and that? Let's stop making excuses. Let's stop settling and start living. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Now, let me be resoundingly clear. There is no condemnation here. Every single person on the planet grapples with this idea. Every single person has a place, at least one, where we just want to be comfortable and left alone. But then we suffer. We suffer internally, where we just know that there's something nudging us out of this, that we don't feel healthy, well, vibrant. If you want to start exploring that today, knowing that nobody's going to hold that against you, we can do that. Or if you're dealing with somebody who just won't get out of their comfort zone that you care about, and you're thinking, how do I help them? How do I inspire them? How do I help motivate them out of this? Because watching them do this is making you uncomfortable, making you feel like something is not right, or is even affecting your life and relationship with them in some way. Let's help you help them as well. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. 25.
So whether you or someone you care about is sort of stuck settling these days, let's start living. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
Every day here on More to Life, we take a look at what the theology of the body informs us with in a topic that we're talking about. And today, as we look at the TOB, it reminds us to stop settling. It really does, because it helps us to see that God wants to fulfill the deepest longing of our heart for a love that doesn't fail, for relationships that are fulfilling, and for a life that reflects the glory of His grace. Pope St. John Paul the Great reminded us that we must keep our eyes not on what we see in front of us when we look at our broken world and our broken selves, but on what God sees when He looks at us, and what God wants to make of our lives and relationships, so that His glory could be known throughout the world through our lives.
You know, the truth will set us free. And the truth that will set us free is the truth that God sees when He looks at our lives, not what we think is possible when we look at our lives. Our job is to cooperate with grace by standing up to our doubts and fears, and leaning into the vision that God has for us so that we can become what we are, those whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people that can glorify God with our lives. So let's stop settling today. Let us help the people that are in your life who are settling as well to start living. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And I have to say, if you're listening today and you're like, this is what you're putting on here, Lord, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear that you're challenging me. I don't want to get up the energy to do this. Then you're exactly the person the Holy Spirit wants to call in today, because He wants to help heal you. He wants to help you to thrive. 877-573-7825.
I do want to offer one little qualifier here, because a lot of times when we talk about this topic of not settling, people, you know, latch onto this whole idea of maybe prosperity gospel stuff, right? And that's not what we're talking. We're not saying, okay, if you just say, God, I want this thing, then God's just going to magically give that thing to you.
Absolutely.
That's not what we're talking about here. The difference between what we're talking about, you know, of not settling versus this sort of prosperity gospel idea, is that when you're coming at it from that prosperity gospel perspective, you go to God and you say, God, give me what I want. By contrast, living as if there is more to life, living in a way that takes up Pope Francis's call to stop settling, means saying to the Lord, God, I know I can't figure this out. You know, I feel stuck in this part of my life or my relationships, and on my own power, I would just settle. But I know your plan for my life is greater. Help me know how to respond to this in a manner that will glorify you, that will work for the good of the people around me, and that will help me be who you want me to be. Help me use this to grow and to glorify you. That's the difference, right? And that's what we want to help you do, so that you can feel filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit and be that witness to others of what amazing things God can do, even in our broken lives. 877-573-7825. It's time to stop settling in all the areas of your life or relationships. Let's talk about how to make those changes when you've gotten kind of comfortable being stuck. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. And we'll start taking your calls in the name of the
Father, and the Son, and the Holy
Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, You came that we might live life more abundantly. And You showed us how to respond to suffering, that no matter how difficult the situation, no matter how terrible the circumstances, there is nothing that You cannot transform through Your grace, as You witnessed to us even on the cross and through Your resurrection that followed the cross. So, Lord, we bring to You all those things that are our cross right now, those relationships that are difficult to manage, those people that are hard to put up with, those situations that are difficult to endure. all those things that we have been wrestling with, where we just feel like, I guess it's God's will that we would just stay on this cross. Help us to overcome that attitude and to know that you are calling us to rise up again. Help us to know what that means in every area of our life and relationships so that we can stop settling and start glorifying you and living a more abundant life. That even in the difficulties we face, you can be glorified and call the world to you through our lives. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, we're talking about the comfort zone. Not the good comfort zone, where, you know, you kind of find that nice, cozy place to sit with your book and whatever. You know, I'm talking about those unhealthy comfort zones where we are kind of accepting, settling for a situation in our life or relationships that God would prefer that we actually change, but that we might not feel like we've got it in us to do that work. So, do you feel like you've been settling in some area of your life or relationships? Have you gotten comfortable feeling stuck in some part of your life? Do you find yourself making excuses for why that person treats you the way they do? Or why this relationship can't change because that's just the way it is? Or why this situation can't change because of such and such? Or you can't change because of this and that? Let's stop making those excuses, stop settling, and start living today on More to Life. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Cheryl, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Alabama.
Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
It's not me that wants to settle, but my husband. I feel like our relationship is that. We're just settling. We're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What's going on? Can you tell me what does that mean? Like, what does it look like in your day-to-day life together?
We don't do anything together. We don't talk about anything important. And even a couple of times I've arranged like a date night for the two of us, and then he invited somebody else along, another couple. Last night I asked him if he was, how he felt about our relationship. And he said, no, I think it's fine. And I said, you don't want to be closer? Or, I mean, we had 8 kids and now they're all gone.
Mm.
I mean, you know, they're not gone, but, you know, they're moved out.
They're grown, right.
So you're empty nesters now.
We could be having fun.
And have you said exactly that to him? Like, it's just the two of us. Like, I was waiting through all these years to have fun, and we're not doing that. Have you said that to him directly?
Yes. He doesn't see it the same way.
How does he see it?
He thinks everything is fine.
Okay, so here's the thing, Cheryl. It doesn't matter whether he thinks it's fine or not, because what we're really talking about here is the importance of respect in a marriage, right? So if Lisa comes to me and says, you know, Greg, I'm not happy in this part of our relationship, it's not my job to say to her, well, honey, it's fine, and let me give you 12 reasons why I think it's fine and you're crazy for thinking there's a problem. If I respect her, I need to see her point and say, well, look, you know, I'm okay here, but if you're not, I think we need to work on that together, right? So I want you to step out of that framework where you feel like you have to convince your husband to agree with you that it is a problem before you start working on the problem. You have a right as a daughter of God to be respected enough by your husband to just be able to say, look, I understand that you're comfortable with this, but I'm not, so we need to work on this together. You have the right to, because of the sacrament of your marriage, to work for the good of your relationship. You have the right, because of the sacrament of marriage, to commit to working for the good of your husband, even if he doesn't really understand why, you know, this is just settling. So I want to just empower you in this call to say, it's okay for you, for example, to find out right now with all the lockdowns and everything, but this might be a little more complicated, but to find out when a marriage encounter weekend might be.
There's a lot of stuff online.
You can even do stuff online.
There's so much virtual right now that you can tap into, and he doesn't even have to leave the comfort of his home.
And you say, you know, I've signed us up for this, and I really think we need to go. And if he rolls his eyes or huffs and puffs, that's fine. He's entitled to his feelings, but you're going to make him go anyway, right?
You know, and it doesn't even have to be that big. It can be, okay, we had a date night and he invited another couple. Maybe he thought that that was nice because it made it more festive. But there's nothing wrong with you saying, all right, honey, well, we had that time with this other couple, but this weekend we're going to go out just the two of us.
And again, if he rolls his eyes and huffs and puffs about it, you say, hey, look, I get it. You're not used to, we're not used to relating to each other one-on-one. You've gotten comfortable with a certain distance. I'm not, so we've got to make this happen.
I want more because I love you and I want more of you.
And I don't really care that you don't get it. We need to make this time, and I've made this time.
And here's one of the things I'm going to say about this, Cheryl. And it's so important. And when I finally learned this, it really changed a lot for my mental health, okay? And I wasn't struggling with my mental health, but it made it better anyway. Feelings actually follow actions. So he might feel fine, right? He's like, it just works. I get to sit here and, you know, watch TV or read my book, and she's in the same room, and isn't this nice? We're like a pair of comfy slippers.
After eight kids, it's just nice to be able to sit here by myself for a change.
It's nice to have some quiet, right? But if you start doing things like, honey, after dinner tonight, I bought this new board game, and we're going to set the alarm and do that for at least a half an hour because I just want to spend some time and have some fun with you. He might grumble. I don't want to do that. Why do I have to learn something new? Well, we're doing it because I love you and I want to spend time with you. Afterwards, he'll feel like, oh, that was fun. That was nice. And it's the same with everything else that you'll put in there. He'll begin to feel it after you start to make those positive changes.
We talk more about this in our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. If you find that it's too hard to carry this burden by yourself and you need some professional help, make an appointment with either a local therapist or work with us through CatholicCounselors.com. But we can get you the rest of the way. You just have to claim the authority that is yours and the right that's yours to work for the good of this relationship, even if he doesn't quite get it. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing our conversation with you about not settling. But we'll also be talking with Rachel Watkins, developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club, to talk about how to stop settling in marriage. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile. Everyday living. Effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
The Bible is very clear about the need to respect our elders. And that would mean we rarely offer criticism to our superiors, or if we do, it will be with strict qualifications. In Timothy, it reads, "Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need." So how can we criticize our elders, including our parents, when the commandments call us to honor them? Well, we do it with love. As hard as that may be for some of us, find a place of peace and love inside your heart and soul before you approach anyone about something that is bothering you, including your elders. We all need to learn from Scripture that says in Proverbs, "Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future." This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
As a pro-life Catholic, you don't support abortion, so why would you support a healthcare company that does? At CMF Curo, we believe there's a better way of doing healthcare. We partner with one of the country's leading health-sharing ministries so you can get authentically Catholic pro-life healthcare. Find out if CMF Curo is right for you. Call 833-GET-CURO. That's 833-GETCURO. Or visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And we're joined right now by Rachel Watkins, who's the developer of Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. And Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Hey, guys.
So we were talking before your segment with Cheryl, who was kind of struggling in this place with her marriage where she felt like she and her husband were just sort of settling, and she didn't know what to do about it. And I know that you've shared with us and our listeners that you and Matthew have gone through some things like that before. What did you do, and how did you find the courage to work on the relationship?
First, I prayed. I did. I devoted a couple of days to real prayer, to St. Joseph, to the Blessed Mother, to the Holy Family. I brought in a good priest that I knew Matt liked and that we could trust his advice. And then I said to Matthew, I took a moment when the kids were asleep, we were by ourselves, to tell him honestly, I miss you. I miss the guy I fell in love with. I miss us together. We had four kids at the time. And I want better than this. I've set up an appointment. Will you please come with me? And that laid the groundwork. He saw my heart, and I think the prayer I laid down, St. Joseph spoke to him, and he said yes. The first couple appointments didn't necessarily go well, but I like what you said to Cheryl in the previous call. By the third, by the fourth visit, he caught it, and he was ready, and he knew that it wasn't a time of accusing him of anything, but for both of us to realize where we had kind of gone off skew a little bit and how we could right our ship for more and more years to come.
You could write your relationship. Ha, see what I did there. All right. Now, actually, Rachel, that's a powerful story, and I want to thank you for being willing to share that witness, because I know it's an inspiration to a lot of our listeners, especially the wives out there who really feel like, I can't work on this relationship unless I can convince my husband that there's a problem. It's okay, just like you did with Matthew, to say, I see the problem here, and I'm going to stand up as a woman of God and work for the good of my husband and work for the good of this relationship and do something about it and just insist that he come along. That takes guts. And I want to thank you for having the guts to do that and share your story. And I praise God for the witness of your marriage to Matthew and the family life that you have. We've got to take a break. When we come back, More to Life will continue with your questions.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Are you looking for certainty amid uncertainty? Are you feeling a financial crunch? Do you need something to help you educate the youth in goodness? The Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, have a solution. Our video series, Cultivating the Virtues, God Gives the Growth, is a free, yes, that's right, a free online course that can be used anywhere at any time. Check out this free answer to your uncertainty by visiting sistersofmary.org and click on Cultivating the Virtues.
If you believe in the power of prayer, Ave Maria Radio invites you to look at their website to submit a prayer request at AveMariaRadio.net. Your prayer requests are shared with hundreds at the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Servants of God's Love, the Monastery of the Blessed Sacrament Cloistered Nuns, the Family of Faith Apostolate, and the staff of Ave Maria Radio. Just go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Community tab to submit your prayer request today.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This is Lisa Popcheck. Arguments between siblings are inevitable. We all want our children to develop strong bonds, but to do this, it's important to remember the healthiest sibling relationships begin from day one. And I do mean day one. Allow your older child to play some role in the new baby's birth.
The status quo is to ship the older sibling off to some relative's house until the new baby comes home. But allowing your older child to participate in some way will solidify your older and younger child's place in the family and their relationship with one another. Whether that's cutting the cord, cuddling their sibling soon after birth, or helping give baby its first bath, we found that if the older child is involved in some way, the baby will be better received and you will lay a solid foundation for a healthy relationship. For more tips on how to foster healthy family life, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Hey there, everybody. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we're talking about settling today on our show titled The Comfort Zone. You know, the reality is we all like to be comfortable. But sometimes our comfort zone can become suffocating, especially when we start settling. So we're asking, do you feel like you've been settling in some area of your life or relationships? Have you gotten comfortable feeling stuck in some part of your life? I mean, maybe you don't enjoy it, but you just sort of feel like, eh, it is what it is. That is not the way God wants us to live. He wants us to look at those situations and say, Lord, how can I respond to this in a way that will glorify you, that will work for the good of the people involved, and help me be my best self? Now, if that sounds good on paper, but seems like kind of an awful lot of work and you're not sure even where to start, well, that's where we come in. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you share that burden and move forward. And that goes for those cases where you care about somebody who is acting kind of stuck and is comfortable in their stuckitudinousness.
You can say stuckitudinousness, but not comfortable.
You
it's
know,
a Friday.
It is a Friday. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, it's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sandy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri.
Hi there, Sandy. Welcome
Hi.
To More to Life. What's going on?
Well, I'll try to put this in the best perspective. First of all, I'm a 78-year-old widow. I've been a widow for about 11 years, so I'm very comfortable being independent, being on my own. I live in a small condo. I have two wonderful adult daughters, ages 48 and 50, mm-hmm. plus a son who's got a family, and he's pretty much occupied with them. and my daughters are extremely fearful of losing me because they've already lost their father. Okay. And they are living in this fear of my dying. And I am I'm a people person. I'm very, I'm a convert to the Catholic faith, so my mm-hmm. faith is very important to me. I started going to Mass I prayed to be a morning person so that I could go to Mass every morning and pray for them for this year.
Oh, I've got to try that.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me to do
yeah.
that. Great idea,
that was
Sandy.
One thing I could do. Of course, when they found out I was going every day, oh, you're going every day? Are those people 6 feet apart? Are they wearing masks? Are they, you know, it goes through the whole litany.
Yeah.
So yesterday I snuck into Lowe's for the first time, you know, to get a few things without asking them their permission. But
oh
I was
gosh.
Supposed to, and they would have said, no, you can't go to Lowe's. I haven't been to a grocery store in 6 months.
Oh,
I wanted to go to a dinner.
Wait, Sandy, I just want to interrupt for a minute, and you can continue with this story, but I have to stick on this one point. You're an independent woman. You live alone. You're experienced as being an independent woman at this point. The girls don't live with you. Why do you have to ask? I'm confused.
Because they're afraid if I'm exposed to someone that might have the COVID, then I might expose them, and then they have friends that have elderly parents that are at risk, and they might get exposed. And so everybody's trying to be safe.
Okay.
They work from home for the most part. And first of all, I'm not afraid to die, which seems to be the overwhelming fear. And, of course, to tell them that doesn't go anywhere because they don't want me to die. But I feel like I would survive if I got it. You know, I'm just overwhelmed with this fear that everybody has of getting sick. We've never in our life, in my lifetime, had this kind of a fear overwhelming the whole society, you know.
Okay, so let's talk through this. I mean, so prudence, of course, dictates that we take appropriate measures that, you know, that are reasonable, even if they're slightly inconvenient, to, you know, to take care of ourselves and others. So, you know, the social distancing, the wearing the mask, as much as people don't like these things, they're prudent things to do.
They're prudent and they're charitable. You know, if one is not afraid, the act of charity of, I will serve you by doing this other person out there, is fine.
But as long as you're doing those things, then everybody else kind of needs to get over themselves. And I know that's easy for me to say.
I mean, you're not going to a rave. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're not intentionally flouting your health or anybody else's. You're just going out in a responsible way in places that are distanced.
And you don't owe them. You don't owe them that right to grant or deny permission for you to live your life. I know that's easy for me to say because there's emotional blowback from that. But what like I was talking with Cheryl, I need to empower you to that as long as you are doing the prudent things to keep yourself safe and others safe, it's okay for you to say, look, girls, I love you very, very much, but the reality is I am going to die at some point, and we all need to kind of talk about what's going to help you get comfortable with that idea. You know, what do we need to do in our relationship? What do you need to do in your life to realize that, you know, God willing, I live another 100 years, but at some point, you're going to have to deal without me. So what do we need to do to get ourselves in a place where we can be okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, I somebody put on the internet early into COVID, and it really made sense to me and actually calmed me down a bit, that there's 100% mortality rate to being a human being.
Yeah.
And that's not that we ever want to lose anybody. I mean, I've lost both my parents.
And it's not to say that you just do stupid things and risk your life unnecessarily. That's where the prudence piece comes in.
But we have to realize that we need to use this time that we have relationship-wise as thoroughly and as beautifully as possible so that we're not living with regrets when somebody we love passes. And so really saying to them, girls, what do you need from me to feel whole, to feel filled up by me, to know that I love you and I'm here for you, and so that you can stop being so afraid? Because I won't do anything imprudent, but I do need to be able to breathe and have a little bit of a life.
The other thing, you said that you're a convert to Catholicism, and my suspicion is that your girls maybe don't have the same faith that you do. And when you don't have the same faith, when you don't have faith, you have to rely on your own power to take care of everything, and you live in a constant state of anxiety because you can't control everything.
And we do think, if we don't have faith, we do think that the death of our bodies is the end of everything. We don't really understand the communion of saints and eternal life and all of those things. So they may not have that.
So I think this may also be an opportunity to witness to your girls and to say, listen, girls, I love you, but you're living in a constant state of fear because you feel like you have to control everything. And I don't have to have that fear because I know God is in control of everything. And I want to just pray with you. Lord, please give my daughters the peace that you gave me, and help them to know your love and grace in their lives, and let them be open to receiving that. You don't ask their permission to do that. You don't make it into a big, long thing. That was literally 6 seconds. I got a clock in front of me. Okay,
and
that
he didn't ask your permission. He just made it part of the normal conversation.
But you bring God right into that exchange with them. It's like, Lord, you know what? My daughters are scared for me, and I appreciate their love, but give them the peace that you've given to me, and help them to know that they don't have to worry about controlling everything because you're in control. Amen. And then you can talk about the weather or whatever else they want to talk about. But use this as an opportunity to give them the gift that God has given you of a relationship with Christ that enables you to have that peace. So, you know, again, number one, be prudent. Number two, be empowered to live your life without asking their permission. You don't, you know, if they find out afterward that you went to Lowe's or wherever else you went, you know, that's on them. You know, they're entitled to their feelings, but you live your life, right? Don't have to. You're a capable and independent woman, and you go out there and do your thing.
And truly, if they decide to hold on to this fear, then it's up to you to say, well, I am more than willing to take 14 days of being in isolation and not seeing you to be able to get out of the house for a few hours. So this is what's going on. If you really don't want to see me for 14 days, then that's what I'm going to do. And so you pick and choose what's really important to you But you still have those calls with them. You still have FaceTime with them. You still make that relationship a priority. They just need to see that this is something that you need also for your mental health. And it's very difficult to live all alone and never leave your house.
And then finally use this as an opportunity to introduce Christ into the conversation.
Very
so
much
that they
so.
Can perhaps have that gift of peace that you've been given. Sandy, thank you so much for the call. And God bless you for being such a courageous, independent, strong woman of God. 877-573-7825. We are talking with you today about getting unstuck. You know, feeling like you're kind of comfortable in that stuck place. And maybe you're a little tired of making excuses for the way that person treats you, or the way that relationship is, or the way this situation, you know, continues to be disappointing to you. Maybe you're struggling to know how to support someone you care about who's sort of in that stuck place, but has begun to accept it, and you want to, you know, maybe a little fire under them. How do you do that in a graceful way? Let's talk about it. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Matthew, who's listening from Vancouver, Washington.
Hey, Matthew. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you today?
I was calling because I feel like my relationship with my wife is kind of being severed because of the fact that my mother lives with me, or lives with us, I should say. It's kind of a painful situation because she violates like all in any privacy, and kind of severs the respect line as far as that by kind of gossiping with family, and she kind of puts an impact on how we raise our kids. And,
I bet she does. That's a lot.
And what happens when you try to set limits with her?
Or have you? What have you done so far?
that's where we kind of talked about the sloth, or you talked about the laziness kind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My wife and I talk about it together in the plan of action, but we just don't know what to implement as far as a plan. I mean, the only plan that we could think of is to not have her in our personal space.
Right, but I guess, I mean, but like, what have you tried to do so far to address the intrusiveness?
Right, because that's a huge jump, right? So, right, we've got mom who's there and is living sort of like a mom of younger people, or at least a friend who thinks that they can be in every space of your life, and she's creating all this havoc for you and your wife and your kids. And
have you said
to her, hey, Mom, we need some space. You know, we need to have time alone every evening as a family. You need to be in this room. We'll be in that room. Have you done anything in terms of just talking to her about it yet?
Well, yeah, we have talked to her. I mean, it's to the point of evasiveness, to where like she will grab like our laundry and do our laundry without our permission. And I mean, I know some people would count that as a blessing, but us, it's like, hey, I don't want you to touch my underwear, please.
And you said that to her, and she did what or said what?
It seemed like it was a fix. After a while she got back to the same routine, and we didn't do the feedback fast enough. I mean, and we just got complacent. For a while she was not living with us, and so now my wife blames herself because she had her come, or she reached out and pulled her back in because she had the compassion for her, and she wanted her back in the life. She missed her, but now she blames herself, and I just feel
here's the thing. Here's the deal. You guys need to be a lot clearer with yourselves about what your mom can do and what she can't. Like, you know, you're undermining yourself in this.
And I think you're saying that you realize that you're doing that by not, you know, being on it well enough, by inviting her back in. You get that this is happening.
So first what I want you to do is I want you and your wife to sit down and ask yourselves, what could mom help with that you'd be comfortable with? Because, you know, she doesn't want to be a guest in your house. She wants to be useful. She wants to contribute.
She's doing these things because she's supposedly saying, you know, I'm doing this because I love you and I want to lighten your burden.
But you guys have, you know, and for good reasons, you know, poor execution, you've not wanted to set those boundaries with her. But I think you need to start by saying, well, you know, if Mom's going to be here, how could she be a contributing member of the household? Because she really wants to. So what would be helpful? What would actually be ways that she could be helpful?
That we wouldn't feel are intrusive.
Clarify that first, okay? And you can communicate that to her. Okay? But then the second part of the conversation with your wife is, what are the things that we really don't want Mom to be involved with? Okay, and clarify that list. Then I want you to sit down with your mom, have a conversation about this. And look, we haven't done a very good job about working out how we're going to be a family and live in the same house together. So let's talk about this. You know, we know that you want to make a contribution. What are some things that you'd like to be able to be part of? Here are some things that we'd really like from you. Right? What are some things that maybe you don't want to be a part of? Because, you know, just because she's involved in it doesn't necessarily mean she wants to do it either. She might feel like she's obliged to. You know, so maybe you just ask her, you know, are there certain things you don't want to be part of here? And honestly, there are certain things that we would rather you not do, like fold her underwear, you know, or discipline the kids, you know, especially if we're in the room. And those kinds of things, you know, have that honest conversation with her. If there are certain things that you know, you need to say, for example, you know, and on Wednesday night, you know, my wife and I just really need some time just to alone, and, you know, why don't you take that time to go do something with your friends, or, you know, whatever, you work out that time.
Or we need a couple hours every night with the kids just to be a family and be their parents, so, you know, is that a time you can use to do a hobby?
And then we'll also have, you know, time where it's family time where you're included, too.
Mm-hmm.
But let's set up two separate times for that. Right?
So
that
and we get it on the schedule so everybody knows what's going on. Write it down so there's no confusion. And in this conversation, you also say, and I'm sure it's hard for you as a grown woman to have to live with our family. What do you need in terms of privacy? What do you need so that you feel more comfortable here? So we're all meeting each other's needs. So it's not just an attack on her, but it's really designing your life together intentionally.
Yeah, because right now, none of you have been intentional about any of this. It's all, you know, it'll all kind of work itself out. It doesn't
even in marriage. You get married and you start living together and sharing a household, and you need to have these conversations about, you know, how you use toothpaste and toilet paper and that kind of thing. So this is, it could just be growing pains where if you intentionally have a conversation about your needs and about her needs and really schedule some things, it could be fine. Or you could come into the conversation and get to a point where you're beginning to talk and she says to you, I need more independence than this. Or you realize this won't work, and then you can start problem solving for where she can live but be close to the family and feel supported. But none of that will come to light unless you actually begin that conversation that you're avoiding.
So I hope that these suggestions will enable you to have those more intentional conversations about how you're all going to organize your house and be a team in this. If you find that you can't make that happen, you just can't find the words for it or can't do it, then it's time to seek some professional family therapy. You know, and whether your mom might be involved in that too, but whether she is or she isn't, you can work with somebody to kind of really work out what the language is and how do you do this in a way, and have somebody kind of hold your hand through the process. If we can help you with that, you can reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. But I really think that you can run with the advice that we've given you on the call, and I hope that this will get you down the road. Thanks so much for giving us a holler here, Matthew, and if there's more we can do to support you, you know where to find us. We've got to go to break, but as we do, it's time for our scripture of the day that comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
Oh, and it's such a comforting scripture verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and hope.
Amen.
I love that verse.
God does not want us to settle. He has plans for our lives, a plan for welfare and not for our evil, a future of hope. Let's take that to the bank. Jeremiah 29:11. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about those places where you or your loved ones are settling and how to stop settling and start living life more abundantly. If you're ready to make a change but not sure where to start, or if you'd like to support someone else in making those changes that you see they want to make but maybe you're a little afraid to take those first steps to, let's talk it out. 877 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will be back right after this.
This program is brought to you in part by the support of MVP Realty Associates, helping people find homes in the town of Ave Maria, Florida. The town of Ave Maria has a water park, golf courses, restaurants, medical and retail stores, and is located 20 minutes from Naples. New construction and resale homes are available. More information about the town of Ave Maria and the vision of Domino's Pizza founder Tom Monahan is available from Greg Musumano at 239-825-6958.
How can we find peace in a church troubled by scandal? Hi, this is Peggy Stanton. Join me on A Place of Peace to hear Father Mitch Pacwa's uniquely healing remedy. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net.
On the next Cresta in the Afternoon.
For the last several months, New York Times Magazine has pioneered the 1619 Project, which places the year 1619, when the first enslaved Africans arrived in the 13 colonies, as the true birth year for the United States. In response, Robert Woodson has launched 1776 Unites. He's my guest.
Cresta in the Afternoon, from 4 to 6 on 990 Ave Maria Radio. Are you hungry for college football this fall? Hailing from sunny Southwest Florida, the Ave Maria Gyrenes will take on their Sun Division opponents for exciting and hard-hitting football. All games can be live-streamed by going to avemaria.edu and clicking on the live-stream football button. This Saturday, the Gyrenes try to crown Warner at 7 p.m. Tune in for great college football played by an authentic Catholic university, avemaria.edu.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
And I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today we're taking your calls about those times we just feel stuck and we're settling. Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Diana, who's listening in Minnesota.
Hi, Diana. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Yes, I was calling. I had called you in April, letting you know the situation where my husband had lost a couple of sales jobs, and he was just not motivated to try to find any kind of work. He doesn't want to go back into, like, the cube lifestyle. Yeah. And I just was having no success. And you had said, you know, that this is really something you need to really stand on the hill and do, pull everything, resources, anything you have to try.
Because we think there's a depression going on here. Yeah.
Right. And you said, like, his pride was getting in the way of getting help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did what I could. I talked to his therapist. I talked to his sister. I talked to a couple, kind of a mentoring couple of ours that he's known for years that he really respects. And they all talked to him, and basically to no avail, finally on his own, he decided to finally start working for DoorDash in June. So he finally did start making some progress and, you know, getting some work. I've been a stay-at-home mom for the last 14 years, and basically I don't ever want to be in that position again where we need to get some income coming in and I can't count on him. And basically it feels like I have no influence on him. Anything what I say, it really just does not matter. Even the mentoring couple said to me, you know, there was a gentleman who was doing some landscaping at the apartment where they were at, and they said to him, you know, gosh, you could do something like that. Like, you don't have to be in a cube. There's other types of work you could do. And he looked and goes, yeah. He goes, I would do that if I felt motivated to go apply for a job like that.
So I understand that. I understand that he's not willing to do anything. I get the feeling that you're saying that you're a stay at home mom. Are you working then?
No, but now I am definitely looking at doing some contracting work, doing some stuff online because it's just not, like what you'd said before, it's just not prudent.
You're going to, you're going to have to. I mean, I would never want you to have to be in a position where if you guys have agreed, you know, that you're going to be there for your kids, that you would need to do that. But I think, you know, like you said, it's just not prudent to put this trust in him.
If we did not have, I had a relative gave me a huge check, and if we hadn't had that, I would have definitely had to have gotten any kind of work whatsoever just to start getting some money in the house.
And I think you're going to have to do that at this point, unfortunately. That's your next step. And I would actually like, I know that the money's tight, but I would really like you to be in individual therapy at this point because this is going to be a longer-term issue.
And you need the support.
Yeah, to know how to set appropriate boundaries around this because, you know, he is depressed. There's something deeply wrong here. You said he is in therapy, but you're going to need some support to be able to figure out how to move forward in a healthy way in this situation instead of sitting around waiting for him to get his stuff together because it's clearly not going to happen anytime soon. I wish I had better news for you, Diana, but that'll get you started. And if there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to call us back here or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with one of our associates there. That goes for you listeners as well. If you're tired of being stuck in your challenging situations in your life or relationships, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn about the resources we have there, including the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telecounseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to change your life. Have a blessed weekend, folks.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.